Blog Talk Radio.
Issue, but we have some wonderful surprises. So I certainly am happy now. And we have some surprise guests today. So, Ellie, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for helping me with this technical issue that we're having. I am very happy to have you, and you are here with your entire class that has just completed the first level of quantum light property clearing. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
Well, this is a perfect topic that we are talking about today, which is chosen by the dead. Are you able to join me for this show?
Yes, we're all set up for the show.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so would you like to share anything about your class, or would you like to do that later?
Let's do that later. We're waiting.
Okay. Well, today's topic is Chosen by the Dead, and this is all about truth and light, and we're going to talk about water. We're going to talk about death. We're going to talk about moving on and eternity. And I'll start by talking about the truth. And it is so important that we understand that truth is greater than our superstitions, greater than the things that are constantly misdirecting us, greater than the distractions that come into our experience all the time and hold us really tight and make us irrelevant because of its tight grip of the misdirection, the distractions, and the superstition. We are sometimes unable to significantly affect our world because of all of the misdirection and the distractions. And we are here today to talk to you about taking spiritual matters into your own hands and positively affecting your families, your intimates, your relations, to change the experience that we are having here, expand the levels of understanding, and change the experiences that our families are having. Because right now we are part of a spiritual virus. We live in a world where we're co-producers in a long-running kind of low-level soap opera with lots of high drama. And we are taking out franchises and letting our children have them and dealing with it generationally as our ancestors did too. And this virus is reinforced by our fear of death, which is all about loss and it's all about extinction. And it also is all about what passes for truth in this dimension, in this here and now. For in fact, we are eternal and we're destined for wholeness. We are subject to the same laws and cyclical renewal that operate throughout the entire universe. Within the framework of where we are in the third and fourth dimension, in the three dimensions we can see and in time, we translate, we transmute, we transition from one experience to another in an ever-expanding urge, something that comes up from us from divinity. And this urge is for greater expression, greater creativity, and greater expansion. In the same way that in nature a leaf falls to the ground as the seasons change, but it remains part of the landscape, it remains part of the whole and is incorporated into the living dynamic of where the tree is and where the leaf fell. So we're going to talk about water a little bit because it's a wonderful way for us to see how this works in our daily experience. Water is one of my favorite topics too. So water changes. It has many properties, as we all know. It cycles through its cleaning processes by turning from mist to cloud to rain. And each process is restoring. It is restructuring. It is bringing water back to its eternal beingness. And there is great evidence and much science that lets us know that water has memory and that, in fact, water is a life form. And I often say this. I've often talked about water. It's one of my favorite topics. It remembers what it encounters, and it carries joy and pain of its own experience into the next experience. And this is an analogy for us. The water cycle system renews, refreshes, and brings the water back in its varied expressions through flowing water, through mist, through ice and steam, from stagnant, asleep water to structured, light-infused, sweet, clean, full, healing, biophotonic intelligence, which is what we would experience if we were at a waterfall where the energy of the water would come away from its face and we would be able to feel it. The water cycle system on the planet has successfully recycled the same water that has been here, each drop of it, through all of time. And this is only threatened by the egregious and longstanding behavior of the short-sighted humans, which we are part of that group. So this is a good example for us to look at because this is really how all life operates. And what one of the things that we talk about often is this: the higher the consciousness of a thing, the greater its natural thrust to clean itself. We see this in insects that are constantly grooming themselves, in domesticated animals, and in our own hygienic behavior. Everything in physical reality requires cleaning. Much of life is designed to clean from the mites to the microorganisms and to some many larger life forms. It's part of a larger system that cleans and refreshes the planet. This is particularly pertinent to what you're doing, Ellie, today with your class on quantum property clearing, because the spaces that we spend our time in, our homes, our offices, our cars, all require that we clean and maintain them. Our assistance is needed, our participation in keeping the light quotient on the planet uncluttered and commensurate with spiritual health and vitality. The same laws that apply to the water cycle also apply to birth and death in this dimension. In principle, we're using the water cycle as an analogy because it equates what we call death and afterlife. So I'm going to go a little bit into that. We're approximately 75% water. Our brains are approximately 85% water. We are all participants in the communion with our part in the water cycle from the watery micro sac where we were developed when we entered as sperm and egg, and where we were birthed into the greater protection of the Earth's micro water cycle. In our internal waterways, our sweating, our digestion, our hydration, all while water transforms in each task and is ever serving our needs as we grow in physical reality. And I am getting to the part about chosen by death. The water cycle was created to allow for continuous, uninterrupted growth and expression in service to all of life. This system provides opportunity to teach us how the universe is capable of refreshing and renewing and updating our own intelligent life. And we are never actually outside of this system. We are exquisitely designed specifically for upgrading eternity as a self-renewing system, just like the water cycle system. It's unduplicated and has not been elevated by man. Human behavior has seriously hampered the water cycle, and it keeps the levels of ignorance that uses life or uses the living form of water as Earth's toilet and Earth's garbage dump. In this same process, our children have soulless relationships with death and with water. And in many cases, it is completely unrecognizable to us and to our children what is alive and what is not. And all things are alive and all things have consciousness interwoven. Throughout all of our lives, much of this is missed. And in this diminished experience and inability to experience the authenticity of life itself, we are losing. We are not gaining satisfaction. And we are experiencing an absence of truth. This reality is unknown to most of us, unexpected, and it's not even considered. It stands unproven by our scientists and our clerics alike. Truth is evident, though, and it does not require the support of our scientists or our religious leaders to agree. We can see it in the cycles of the earth. So this is really not a matter for debate, more one of awareness. So what I'm getting to is that if we were to examine nature and in her brilliant solutions for life and the continuation of life, then we would have a greater participation in this, and we would have the right thought patterns about what we think of, as death is in fact a renewing system of union and communion. Even our language, when we say things like the hereafter or forever or eternity, it implies there is no extinction. There is only life and more life. We're activated through the various ways in which we self-discover ourselves again and again as we translate and mutate into other experiences of life. Unless we get in our own way by becoming fixed in a negative emotion, mired in beliefs and loss. And this is where we, each of us, and this is why I'm really talking to you today, that we can come to the rescue. We can be the solution. We can be the ones who position ourselves for renewal and growth and expansion. And also, we can recognize that we live in a system that has the intelligence where there is no waste in creation. Counter intelligence to think that we would be wasted or that we would end or that we could expire. So that which is created is never disposed of. It is upcycled, so to say, through the many layers of existence, just as the water is. We cannot be extinguished, and we have all heard that, but we don't really take it to heart that we sometimes languish and feel that we don't have purpose and that we're caught up in fear and confusion and bondage. We're congested often with unresolved issues that are festered in addictions and vampirism and hatred and stuck in loss and its many iterations. But I want to tell you, we have all been dead, and most of us have made a remarkable recovery. However, not all of us. Some of us are still here, and we are attached to our houses, and we have expired, but we're still here. We're attached to our houses, our families, our possessions, and our land. We're still here trying to, some of us are still here who have expired, whose bodies are now gone, are still here trying to use our will to make our families do what we want them to do or to stay close to them because we're concerned about them. Almost all of us, well, everyone that we know has been dead and will be again. Our ancestors have all been dead and have moved on, or hopefully have moved on. Our future generations will follow the same laws and principles that change us from one expression of vitality to another for optimal elevation through our spiritual rest and birth and death cycles. So this is really the crux of what we want to talk about today, is that we live in a world where death is a constant. For human life to exist in this dimension, something must die, from the cotton that makes our clothes to the celery in our Bloody Marys. We are all taught to be a little awkward about this in the presence of death, to ignore and to shun death in its many circumstances, especially in the life that dies that doesn't interact with us as a person or a pet. So if we're interacting with other levels of consciousness, it's easy for us to ignore death and to never recognize its aliveness. And because we don't recognize its aliveness, then the death obscures our ability to interact with it. And this leaves us dangerously apart from truth on this living planet where everything is alive and everything will die and everything will be recycled. And we can see that in the Fibonacci spiral. We can see it in the water cycle. We can see it in every and many aspects of nature. When we see this intelligent system at work, we are free to choose renewal and to be relieved of the denial, the guilt, and the ultimate inability to tend to our dead and dying appropriately and effectively for the growth of all humanity and for the planet itself. Most of us think of death as less or loss or lack, when in fact death is a natural process of renewal, union, and communion. So we're getting to the crux of what I want to talk about before we talk to our classes here. And we are going to talk a little bit about soul clearing, which is part of the work that we do at DNA Replicate. Soul clearing is spiritual healing. It is accomplished by moving negative patterns, past life traumas, mental and emotional constructs that bind and imprison us, that don't serve our greater growth or our development. Clearing the soul records allows for greater activation and potential. And this is accomplished, the way we do this is through the help of spiritual allegiances and alliances with divine beings who work specifically with humanity to do this work, to clear the universal records and assist humanity in moving forward. So we call ourselves chosen by the dead because the dead has shown us through their own interaction with us that they would like to have their records cleared too, and that's really what we're talking about today. Many entities seek soul clearing after they're dead. The dead maintain free will and choice, and they're not all of them are capable of answering the call to move on when the forces of creation that have the personnel who come to help those move on, not everyone is able to answer that call. Not everyone is able to move on. Some stay with their families and their loved ones with the intention of continuing to affect their lives, and even after they have expired, and sometimes the fatigue of the continued physical focus, trying to be physical in a world when you're not physical, requires a great deal of energy, and it's often siphoned from the family members and others. The energy expended negatively affects those who live in the house, the family, the neighborhood, the building, and it's like always walking uphill, carrying something other than your own weight when those who have expired do not move on, when they decide to stay. And this is exhausting for the whole family. And we often hear language where people say, yeah, there's something in my house, or I think my father's there, or I think my grandfather's there, but it doesn't really bother me any. It does kind of scare the children, though. You know, we hear people language this kind of thing because they're aware. And we are in the business of helping people move on. So to move the entities, there needs to be help from the living. To be cleared before they move on, they need the assistance of someone who will help them who's in physical reality. Some are afraid to go to the light because at the time of death, they fear punishment. Many who have had difficulty in life or prolonged pain at death are confused, insane, or influenced by chemicals and are unable to complete the transition by themselves. So it's not that there's not a system for them. It's that sometimes there are things in modern life that have disrupted the smooth transition from expiration to the next level. Some of them are addicted at death or in denial of their own death. There are a multitude of reasons why people do not go on. But the thing that is important to know is that the souls still have free will, and they can choose to go on or they can choose not to. And eternity is a long time, you know, to go without having a new body or to be updated. So we are in the business of helping what is natural, the recycling, refreshing process take place. So there's a great deal of knowingness of these circumstances, and there's many families are aware of it, and these are things that we can help with. So one of the things I wanted to mention is that I first became aware of this when I was operating as a soul clearer in my own business, in my own practice, and my clients were bumping into people who had expired or the dead or those who did not yet still have bodies outside my home. And I know Ellie has a similar story where, in my case, there was over 400 who had seen that souls were being cleared and they wanted to be cleared. So this opportunity of being able to do this work helps not only our families, our ancestors move on and for all of us to become greater, but it also helps our community. And it helps all of us be in the environment where we're not congested with those who are not to be here at this time because they're to move on and be refreshed. So Ellie, if you're still there, and there's more I'd like to say about this, but I know that this is pertinent to the topic of the class and that your students are learning some of this. Did you have any comments?
Well, about the dead moving on?
Or about anything that you heard?
Well, you know, as a clearer, I have seen my front yard has been filled with people who have not moved on. I guess they're looking for a place to go, someone to help them. I am very much aware of bumping into individuals, having them tap me. Can you help? Can you help? Can you help? It just goes to speak to the level of congestion that's here on Earth. And I don't know how much longer we can go with the bumping into some of our loved ones that are still here with us. And so today in the class, we talked about some of the emotion and some of the trapped emotions in the home, because those emotions are left behind after people, you know, have left or not left. You know, Leota, I had two children and a man that used to come in every day. And the children would run back and forth on the second floor of the house, and sometimes I would be tired of them and hearing them, and I'd yell up there, "Stop that noise!" And they would quiet down. But eventually I got tired of them, and I said to Leota, "Will you get these kids out of here?" Or and that keeps walking through, he used to live there. And I don't know if he was confused, but he would come there. He was dressed. He was a physician. And he used to see people, patients, in the house.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let me
comment
on that. Okay. And look at Henry. Let me comment on that. Now, for you, Ellie lived in the house, which is a historical house, for a long, long time with the children, which is what many people do. She had the children running up and down, and it was part of her conversation. We'd be on the phone, and she'd be like, "You all stop that run." I said, "Where are you going?" She said, "Well, there's folks up on the second floor." Like, oh, okay. This is perfect because this is what many people experience this. I have experienced it myself before I learned about this. Many people experience that they see something out of the corner of their eye, or when they are in just the right light, they can see someone walking around the living room or moving into the kitchen or walking through a wall. This is very common, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. Every one of them, when they expired, they had 90 hours to move forward with the personnel that is designed to move them forward, that comes in from the system that's created. So there's those who come, and we've all heard the stories of you see the light and the family. So all of that is true, and all of that takes place, but the entities still have free will. Or they may be at some level of fragmentation or confusion. So what happened in that situation is for years and years, Ellie lived in that house with that. When she started to interact with this work of soul clearing, then it became possible because the beings, the entities, the expired entities still have free will. So it wasn't the medium. It wasn't that she couldn't talk to them. It wasn't that she couldn't have encouraged them to go to life. They didn't want to go to the light because whatever reason, they weren't yet cleared. Once the opportunity to be cleared into the spectrum, then they were easily moved on to the next level of expansion and rest and peace and development and creativity. So that's really what we're talking about, is that many people have these experiences, and it's part of their normal, the fabric of their lives. And what I'm wanting to express today is that we are able to, the ones who don't want to go, who have chosen not to go, who want to stay here and watch what you're doing and help you with different things. And I think there's someone who may be calling in who has an interesting story as well. But they're those who choose to do that or who are unaware that they're dead. Like the doctor that was in seeing patients, he didn't know he was dead, although he had been told he was dead, because that's the nature of the system that comes to help souls along. But because we have this kind of reality of free will and free won't, he chose for malt instead of free will.
May I ask a question?
Absolutely.
So, for the entities that are still here, is there a certain amount of time that after they first pass that they can not move on to the next phase of their creation without assistance, or can they go at any time? It's just that we are clearing them before they go, or do they actually need us to actually move forward?
Well, before I answer that, I'll introduce my handsome son, Ahad. Thank you for joining us. And
yes,
the
sir.
Answer is yes, there's a specific time. There's a window of opportunity in all things. There's always a window of opportunity, and there's always a plan B and a plan C and a plan D. So the window of opportunity is the personnel that is designed to move the expired humans and beings and animals and everything over. There is a limit of time at which they will come to do that. And if the person, strong understanding that they don't want to go because maybe they're going to be punished, or if they're too confused to follow, then they then need the help after 90 hours of someone who's in physical reality. And the difference, that has always been the case. I know we see those who come to us who are expired, we see them dressed in clothes from 200, 300, 400 years ago. So we know that they're not only is the earth congested with the expired entities, but we know that they've been here a long, long, long time, and they have chosen to stay here because there are opportunities. Many people are gifted. Many people have mediumship. There are many indigenous people who clear people. The difference is that many of the entities are resistant to moving on because of their own religious beliefs about punishment. So where we come in as property clearers and soul clearers is that we are able to clear the karmic record, and they can see it, and that's why they gather around us. So we have students who are airline stewardesses who are the dead are like, they're going coffee or tea, and the dead are like, hey, can you get me, can you hook me up? Can you clear me so I'm gone? And we're hearing stories like that. We're hearing about people at home in their apartments and, you know, the dead pets squeezing their toes at night like, oh, hey, can you help me? You know, so we're hearing. And I just heard from Ellie about 3 weeks ago. She was in Atlanta, and she went into an office, and she said, oh, my goodness, there's, like, dead people everywhere. And I have to get out of here because they're wanting me to do something. So we have a system. For those who voluntarily and are happy to go, we have a system that's in 15 states, and it's in several countries, and we do this every 3 months, and it's a mass clearing. And we train people. We have special training after our level one and level two. We have special training for the mass clearing so people can learn how to do that. And at that point, those who voluntarily would like to come, they can just come and be cleared and go on. However, there are many people who are in our homes and our ancestors and relatives who want to, you know, participate in your life now, and they have expired. They don't have bodies, and because they don't, they need fuel, and the fuel that they're using is the family fuel, and that's an inappropriate dynamic. So did I answer your question?
So this is, yes, no. This is not only therapeutic for them. Well, I'd use a more dramatic word than therapeutic for the souls that are being cleared to move on. However, it's beyond that, and also a healing for us and the living as well, because like you said, they are siphoning or utilizing the energy that is available to us for this physical plane that we're in for them to stay current or to stay relative.
Well,
is that true?
All of that is accurate, but this is the best part, that there is a fascinating and fabulous amazing benefits of arranging for a soul to be cleared, because not only do their records get cleared, but the person who arranges it, they receive the benefit of having some clearing as well. And so they benefit, and the experience of those who are beneficiaries is like a gratitude tsunami. People, the souls that know that their records will be cleared are so grateful that we can hear it resounding in the mass clearings, and we hear it in the individual clearings, and we can even hear it in the house clearings and the property clearings. Everyone is so grateful because everyone is in prison. But even the low energies of depression and sadness and aloneness or whatever fear made you think you couldn't go on, to free someone from that fear and let them move towards their next step, an amazing thing to participate in. And so there's this wonderful, exquisite experience that divine mind, the architect of just creation, already has in place, not only for the soul that there's a glorious, for real afterlife and hereafter, but there is, for those of us who remain here, there is this benefit of having helped those in our soul family, those on our other earthlings, those who are human, those who are animals, those who are whatever form of life has gotten stuck. And generally, it revolves around humans and those who have been around humans. So that's like a fabulous construct that is a win-win for everybody. So we want to encourage people, because it's such a part of life, just like with Ellie. It was so funny. I didn't expect Ellie to be on the phone, but it's so funny for her to remember that story of that she lived with the children. And it's just, they're running around upstairs. People are in her living room. She's like, oh, yeah, those are my ghost children upstairs. But the children deserve to go on. They deserve to have greater experiences than running up and down the stairs for hundreds of years without any possibility of advancement or expansion or creativity or moving forward in their soul development. So this whole conversation we're having is about that.
This understanding that you gave with the water, and used the example of water as being a living thing, that we can, for us to better understand how our souls work when it's time to move on. It's beautiful, like you used that word before, because if everyone, or even a small portion of us, which is starting with the ones on the phone right now, understood the real meaning behind this idea that we never, ever, ever truly die, and that the next time for us to, or the time for us to leave our bodies, is a beautiful transformation from being in the physical realm towards being closer to our original or our more spiritual and energetic side of our lives, which we're actually striving for right now while we're in our physical. We're striving to become closer and more in tune with our spiritual and energetic side of ourselves as well. So for the opportunity to be able to move on to that plane, or the next, another closer plane to being in a spiritual, that seems like something that, if this doesn't sound crazy, that you would look forward to what comes after you pass on here out of the physical body. And it is unfortunate, like you spoke about earlier, how we limit ourselves due to the things that we are taught through religion or through cultures or, everything in between. We limit the beauty of the original creator and how nothing is wasted. Ellie mentioned that earlier when we were on the phone, and how nothing is wasted. So if we believe and we view the original creator as being everything that he, for lack of a better term, is, then we should find the beauty in the fact that even us, even our bodies, even our souls will not the moment it's time to pass on. That changes everything to me, and that changes that. I hope that one day we can give this understanding to so many out there who need it, so many who are unfulfilled because of someone close to them has gone and moved on and still being haunted by the thought that that person is not in an actual better place because maybe that person's actions in their physical body or the way they were taken or anything like that. So this is life-changing for me. I can see it could be for so many people as well.
Well, you know, just having this dialogue about assisting entities that are trapped here from their fear automatically positions us to free ourselves of our own bondage and our own limiting constructs. Just to be able to speak about how those who had expired, how we could be of assistance to them, positions us to be greater than we already are. It positions us to operate with greater understanding, to expand whatever it is we were taught, to be able to see in the examples of nature how this system works and how it's to be able to rejoice in the restoration of all things to their rightful place and to be of benefit and receive the gratitude and goodwill of all of the entities that claim their power in their rightful place in death and move out of our houses, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, that too. But I want to mention something else you talked about, and I say this often, and I know Ellie will have heard it and Henry will have heard it before, but, you know, the idea that love can never be lost. So whenever anyone is feeling any kind of loss and it involves love, it's just not possible. It's only you can ignore it. You can turn your face away from it. But if you have ever loved, the love is there for you to love again. If you love somebody when you were 16 and now you're 50 and married to someone else, you can still think back. That person could be dead or they could be alive. They could have been expired. They can be walking around and married five other times. You can still access that love. If you were loved, you can access the love you received, and you can still give love, whether a person is expired, whether they have a body, whether they don't. Many people whose parents have expired are very familiar with the fact that they're still loved by their parents or their grandparents or their great-grandparents. So there is no loss. So a lot of the melodrama that we experience, if we're ignoring everything, all of the indications that show us that we can still love, that everything still goes on, that it just translates, and that to hold anyone here would be holding up their development in the same way that if you have a boyfriend in high school and you all go to different colleges and he grows on to do one thing and you go on to another, that shouldn't happen because you selfishly want to keep them here in that same spot, in that same time, that you could be 16 forever. And, you know, we all know people when you sit down and meet them and they're talking about what happened when they were 16, but that's constipation. That's not progress. So, you know, this is an understanding that really we kind of came out of radio retirement to come and talk about. We have many services. We have classes for property clearers. We have soul services, which are very effective. We have classes. We're about to start our first classes for mass clearing. We're going to have classes for all kinds of elevated clearing techniques. And one of the things that we hadn't done, although we've been doing the work, we hadn't put on the website what we're calling Chosen by the Dead. That the dead have chosen us. They've indicated to us by stalking us, by hanging out at our houses, by coming to us on airplanes, by you know, crowding us in a doctor's office, by crowding around. They have chosen us by saying that we want to be cleared. So we're offering that service where a person doesn't have to have their property cleared. They don't have to have a soul clearing, but they can just give us the name of the relative, and we will do that work for them. and their soul will be cleared, and then they get the benefit of also everything in our world has cause and effect. So automatically, if you help someone who's alive, there's a benefit to you for having done that, to pay it forward, so to say. The same thing happens when you help the same entity who's expired. There's no loss, there's no left, there's no lack. It's the same wonderful experience of gratitude of helping someone move forward. When someone's help stops you at the bus stop and says, help me, I need help, and that same idea happens when that soul is sitting out on your front porch waiting for you to clear them. It's the same idea. Like you walk out and they're like, would you clear me today? No. It's the same idea. So I'm happy to deliver this information. I'm really want to say that, you know, the heavens and the earth rejoice when order is restored, when all things are in their rightful place. We can all benefit from everything being in order and in its right place. And everything becomes renewed, and everything we look at in nature shows us that. Everything we see, everything that even our science agrees with it, just not in the way I'm speaking of it, but in principle, even our science agrees with it. So those are the things I really wanted to share, and I'd be happy to hear if any of the students have anything they want to say or if there's any callers.
Hey, Leota, it's Chris Nybeck. How are you? Thank you.
I am wonderful, in Lakesh. Great to hear your voice.
In Lakesh. Hey, I'm thinking that you, that this broadcast was specifically for myself and my grandfather. So I thank you. In Lakesh to you.
It was just for you, Chris.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, gosh. Well, excellent.
Well, I would like to say something. We have one of the students here that has just completed her 50. And I want to say a special shout out to Willa Joy. It's been really a pleasure to have her in class. And she has just finished her level one requirement, and she'll be going into level two to find out more about this awesome work.
Yay! Fantastic! Yay! This is fantastic. It's wonderful to have concluded that milestone. It is not easy, but the wonderful thing about quantum light property clearing, and it's so I'm so pleased to have the class going on in Chicago right now, the level one class. The wonderful, wonderful, one of the wonderful things is, every time you clear a property, you clear yourself. Everything you do to help the environment, to help our planet, to help this earth, benefits you directly. Your own records get cleared as well. And it does require energy and it requires focus, but there is, you gain so much. You gain in so many areas. So even your brain changes. And for a level of clarity that it didn't have before. And more, the most important thing, though, is you start to learn how the universe works, how the universe thinks about a thing. It's not necessarily the way that you thought things were, and that's an extraordinary thing. So congratulations, Willa Joy. I'm so pleased. I can't wait to see you in level two.
Thanks, Bowser. And I just want to say this class has taught me even more. I've got my buck, my 50 buck today, and I have done my gig. So thank you for all of your help. Thank you, Miss Ellie. And thank you to all of the classmates that came to the class, because I get to celebrate with somebody that knows that it's not that far away from doing it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. So thank you so much.
Well, you have the benefit of having a brilliant teacher, and the students in the class. I'm familiar with all of the students in the class, and it's an extraordinary collection of minds that will, I think, change the direction of the way the planet is going. And I know that sounds far-fetched, but I don't think it is at all. Bravo to all of you.
Thank you very much.
May I ask a question concerning the Chosen by the Dead?
Yes.
So, will we be doing the service at the time that we do the other clearing of the dead soul, the every 3 month rotation? Or is this something that we will do differently?
No, as a matter of fact, this is a different group of souls. The entities that voluntarily show up for the mass clearing have become aware, either through their own communication with each other, or they have spotted a clearer. And sometimes a clearer has been a clearer in a previous life, and they know that you're a clearer, whether you're aware of it or not. Often those people do find their way to learn how to do quantum clearing. All of the ones who are in property clearing classes will have the option of doing this, of being able to learn to do this. Right now, those who are in second level, who graduate from second level property clearing, they have the option of taking a class on mass clearing and becoming part of that. That is a voluntary circumstance where the ones who clear do it voluntarily and the souls who come do it voluntarily. No one is pursuing them. There is no, they just show up and we clear them. And they show up in the hundreds of thousands all over the country. And you have, I think, two or three people in your class who have experienced it already, Ellie, and can speak to that. So that is a different level of clearing. Those are souls who, one way or another, have found out or been communicated with other souls who speak to each other and let them know to come. The souls that we're talking about in Chosen by the Dead are, we're speaking specifically of people having in their homes experiences that they know they're having with entities who have expired that are in their home that are not coming to the mass clearing, but that we can clear their records and move them on anyway. And that we are developing, we have classes now, Ellie's teaching classes in Chicago. We're going to have classes out of New Orleans. We have classes here in Florida. So we'll have classes all over the country teaching these techniques that are very effective and people can experience. Did I answer your question?
Yes, ma'am.
So can I ask a question?
Sure.
Hey, this is Henry. So for instance, you're saying that in the case of my house, when I bought it, there was movement in the attic. There was a gentleman who had built my house who died on closing and decided to stay and occupy. So if I had that kind of a situation where I felt that energy, the creaking of the floor, the noises up in the attic and those kind of things, this is one of those instances where we can make that one phone call.
This is exactly that kind of circumstance it's just like with Ellie with the children. When you know, and I would venture to say half of the households have this kind of energy. I lived in a house like this. That when you have that kind of circumstance, and you as a property clearer, and you're as someone who has been to mass clearings, you know not everyone comes, even though we are really busy with the mass clearings. Not all the souls come. So, yes, it is, in fact, that. And I'm not sure if we're going, I think we're coming to the end of our time. I'm not sure if we can extend our time or not. Does anyone? No, okay. So we're almost at the end of our time. If anyone has any last-minute things, I'm so glad we were together. Thank you so much for your questions. I hope that we have explained this thoroughly. You can go to the DNA Replicate website and look in the services portion and see Chosen by the Dead as a new service.
Yes, ma'am.
And Lakesh, thank you, Leota. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ahad. We have really enjoyed you. And Lakesh.
Thank you, and Lakesh.